Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coach, I want to start with the goal line stand and then, you know, the interception early. And I thought it kind of set the tone. And I thought the goal line stand really turn the momentum around in this game. And those are plays, Coach, that we hadn't been making, you know, in the first 5 weeks of the season.
You know, Carl, let's start with the interception. The first play of the game was a big part of it. You know, it was a part of our philosophy for the week, and it talked about getting the ball back. And when you can go out and get the ball back and flip that thing around to score, another big part of what we talked about on offense and turning that thing into seven was phenomenal. And then the part with the goal line was really the other part of the week that we talked about, was forcing your will in your opponent. You know, whatever the opponent is at the time. And at the time, they had the ball on the one-yard line with four downs to go, and you're able to stop them right there. That was huge. Right now, I'm still getting chills, and I can see Ricardo Allen jump up in the air and pump his fist in the air, and, like, the momentum and the juice that gave everybody on the sideline, it was something to be remembered, and something that I hope that the Atlanta fans and our city were able to be proud of.
And A.J. Terrell gets his first pick of many. Talk about his development, because he looks like he came ready right out of the box.
You know, this player came in right off the back, and I know you guys didn't get a chance to see it as much as you would like this year, and really had a great offseason when we finally got a chance to get in. We got him to training camp. He was able to cover wideouts and play with wideouts and have contested days and challenge and get up in people's face and do a lot of really good things. Unfortunately, he had to step away for a couple of weeks, but then he's coming back now, and it has been a delight to see, and he has been a bright spot for us all season. And particularly moving forward, we look forward to him coming out and really finishing off the year strong.
Yeah, he led the team in tackles this last weekend. Falcons on the road, man, and it was a great game. It really was fun to watch. Raheem Morris joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Ra, how do you get stars to play like it? And I know that's simplistic, but how do you get stars to respond and play like we expect them to play?
You know, these guys are pros. And they got a pro mentality, and all of the guys around here, it's not me, it's we. You know, we got a big coaching staff here, and we got a bunch of motivational guys that can really get into people's ears and really believe in them. And when these guys come out and they want to play and they want to show, it's a great way to bond the whole building. And when they practice like they practiced last week, when they had the opportunity, I really think that's what makes the best deal for us.
It's Raheem Morris, guys, the Falcons coach. We'll say coach, or I hate saying interim. I don't like to hyphenate anything, Raheem. You go 11-0, you get to keep the job, man. No pressure.
Yeah. My biggest thing right now is going 1-0 each week. You know, we got the Detroit Lions coming in here, and we got a great opponent, and we got to go 1-0. We got to go out there and force our will on our opponent, whatever it is, and we got to go out there and do our job, and I score and get the ball back.
Coach, last week, at the end of the week, there was, a quote from Fowler, who said, coach is, you know, making us a little bit more uncomfortable. And for me, it's been about accountability. And I'm curious to know, how are you getting that? How are you making guys feel more uncomfortable, to Dante Fowler's comments?
You know, really, it's just about practice. And Dante is probably referring to what we want to do and how we want to finish in practice and how we want to go. And when you get those guys to respond the way Dante was able to and a couple of his other buddies, you'll get better results. And the key for my players is to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because the games aren't going to be comfortable. You know, no matter what you do in this league, this league, as you guys know, has been a three-point league for a long time. And when you play these games that go down to the wire, it's about who's comfortable being uncomfortable and who's really to step up during that time and that moment and make those plays. And these guys, they got the ability to do that. And we're willing to show you guys we need to go out there and do it every week.
It's Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell on the Wait4.com hotline. Real classy letting Dan Quinn kind of say farewell to the troops. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but, I mean, were there things that you saw from a coaching standpoint that you thought you could implement that weren't being implemented?
You never want to talk about what wasn't being implemented, because if it wasn't being implemented and I didn't tell Dan Quinn, then that would be my fault.
Okay.
My job was to support Dan Quinn at the highest level possible, and I did everything I could. I know Coach Quinn knows that. And everything that we've done over the last couple of years, there is no regret. You're talking about a team that went to the Super Bowl and didn't get the result that we wanted, had some success going to playoff games, and did some really good things. Those things don't always pan out in your favor. And the only thing I can do moving forward is be myself, do the best job that I can do, and moving forward that way.
Raheem, I've been very critical of our offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter. And I'm curious to know, is there additional pressure on Dirk? I thought the game plan on Sunday was great. We scored in the red zone. We put up a lot of points. But Matt has talked about moving the ball from 20 to 20, but not being as efficient in the red zone. My question is there more pressure on Dirk Cutter?
I am fortunate enough to be in this league for a long time with Dirk, watching him at Jacksonville, have an ability to admire him there. I'm watching him when he went to Tampa and how many points he was able to put up, how he moved the ball, and then what he's done here, just when he was in Atlanta the first time and this time. And I know what his preparation is. I know how he goes about his process. I know how well-respected he is. I know how detailed he is. I know how oriented he is with his staff and how much he wants to get involved. And I got nothing but confidence and faith in Dirk Cutter. There's pressure on all of us. There's pressure on everybody, every single snap of this game. That's what the NFL is called. I love this game, and we love the pressure, to be honest.
Raheem Morris is with us, guys, the interim head coach for your Falcons. Of course, you've been a head coach with Tampa Bay, youngest coach in the NFL. Was that a collaborative effort with Dirk? It's 4th-and-1, man. We know how we've not been finishing games, and we get the touchdown pass. How does that conversation work out? You say, go for it.
No, it's pretty simple, man. We have a game management meeting on Saturdays. We come out of that thing with a plan. We talk about what we want to do and how we want to do it, and our plan this week was to be aggressive. That plan could change from week to week and how you want to be aggressive, but what's you're going to be your aggressive mentality and where. But this week, that was a plan. That was our move. They're called a great play call. The guys went out and executed a great play call. We caught the ball, and then the guys went out and finished. And when you can finish a game like that, that makes a big, powerful statement for your city, for your team, for your organization, for the building, for the people in it, and that's what it's about.
On a personal level, what's this been like? I mean, you've been coaching for a long time. Mike laid it out. You've been a head coach, but this is different. And I'm just curious, wife at home, kids, everybody, just all the things that go into your normal. What's different now, and how has that changed for you?
If you spend time worrying about how is it different for you personally, you'll miss the moment. Right now, we're living the moment. And right now, I can't wait to get off the phone with you guys to go game plan more for the Detroit Lions. And I can't wait to move forward to practice tomorrow to be ready for that next practice.
Right.
If you go past that, I think you'll miss some things, and I don't want to do that.
Well, don't say that, Coach, because you got right now guys in their car that go, let Coach get back to work, you idiots. It's Raheem Morris with us here on Dukes and Bell. So we just saw the Lions. The Lions have kind of got their own resurgence. DeAndre Swift is finally getting some momentum. What do you look from a defensive coach's standpoint? What is tough about Detroit?
When you look at those guys, right now what they've done is running the ball really well. They got Adrian Peterson back there, who we all know really well, and we all know Swift really well, being a Georgia Bulldog. But, they've been doing that really well, and that's what they're going to continue to do. They got some wide outs on that team that can really go, and Kenny Galladay and Marvin Jones, and obviously the slot Amendola. But we got to look forward to going out and just doing our job. And our job is obviously, like I said early in this program, is to force our will on our opponent. Our job is to score and get the ball back.
I see us running the ball, Coach. I mean, they're 30th in the league against the run. A lot of Gurley. I see a lot of Gurley.
Gurley was brought here for a reason, and we're going to use Gurley as we need to use Gurley. And he's fired up. He's coming off some of his better games as the Atlanta Falcon in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
We're fired up about Gurley. He's a great guy. He's a Georgia Bulldog himself, and he's looking forward to getting to that stadium and playing for our fans.
Yeah, 20 carries, by the way. We always talk about that phrase, that load management with him, and he got it cooking. Great to see Julio back out there. How impressed were you saw that ad-lib play where Matt – I think that's that's something I think we all want to see, is more creativity with Matt and Julio, and that resulted in a touchdown.
What are you talking about, man? Matt is – he's dropped the pocket quarterback, and he's moving on to being one of these guys that plays outside the pocket now. He's one of the new age quarterbacks. He's going to be elite in that level, and you just watch out, man. He may rush this week for about 70. Who knows?
All right, now, there you go.
That's funny. Raheem, let me ask you this, though. You used the term after the game. You dropped the dirty bird phrase, and everybody's like, oh, you like that old-fashioned swag? Is that was the correlation there as using the dirty birds and where we are? What was the – as you used that, I know the brotherhood is still in effect, but can you explain on that a little bit?
You know, the brotherhood is big, man, and it's like it got some real meaning behind it, and it's got some real carryover for the last 6 years when Dan Quinn started it. And, you know, we got Big B, Arthur Blank. But – the thing about the Dirty Bird is it's part of our history, you know, and it's like, remember that team in 98 came out of nowhere, O.J. Santiago and Chris Chandler leading them, and and these guys kind of came out of nowhere, Ray Buchanan, and they kind of jumped on the scene, and nobody was expecting them to do anything, and all of a sudden they ended up with a great record at 14-2 and in the Super Bowl, and like, why not us? You know, like, somebody has to go out there and be great. Why not us?
Well, that's music to Falcon fans' ears, man. Well, again, we're really excited that, you know, you again, we people out, by the way, real quick, people wondered, why does a guy jump over to the offensive side? Because you, obviously your background in defense, that's what coaches do these days, right? Are you more well-rounded because you spent time with the wide receivers?
You know, again, for me, that wasn't a selfish decision in order to get more well-rounded. Mm. That was the decision that was best made for our football team at the time by our leader. And Dan Quinn, going over there was a great experience for me to be around Kyle Shanahan, a great offensive mind, and then lead me to Steve Sarkisian and then the Dirt Cutter. So being around those guys, I definitely got better from an offensive standpoint and offensive planning and how you see things. And then, you know, just so happened, you dropped me into a room with the best player on the planet in Julio Jones. And then we're able to add guys like Calvin Ridley and had Mohamed Sanu and people like that that's got some significant experience at playing the position. And it forced me to become better, and it forced me to go out and find ways to be better. And that's what our game is about, the challenges that you have every single day from a mental and a physical standpoint.
Well, don't let us hold you anymore. Go game plan. We wish you the best. We're looking forward to these visits, Coach. And, you know, we just want to build on last week. Let's continue to build on it. Thank you so much, Raheem.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.